This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Deputy Athletic Director and Chief Operating Officer at Colorado State University, Scott Sidwell. Scott, great to have you on the program, and also super to see you last week at Manning Passing Academy.
Yeah, it's always great to get back down to South Louisiana, Mike, and obviously that weekend is real special there at Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux, and great to see you and all the great folks of South Louisiana.
Scott, I'll never forget, your dad, God bless him. Every time you'd bring him to the Manning camp, he'd always, you know, come over and I'd go talk to him and he was like, you treating the cannon okay? He's okay. I was like, man, Coach, I'm doing the best I can with Bob. He would bust out laughing, but it was the same comment every time I saw him. Hey, you taking care of the cannon? You treating him okay? Yeah, Coach, I'm doing the best I can on that part. And he knew exactly where I was going. He said, you don't need to tell me no more. I got it.
Yes. Yes. No, it's been, you know, listen, I was counting up the years when they go through all the roll calls. You know, it's been 29 years, and I think I've been blessed and fortunate enough to be a part of 23 of them, and it's just a magical experience, I think, for all the people that are involved, from the folks that are putting it on operationally, certainly for all those young men and that are coming through there as quarterbacks and receivers, and just, you know, it's a real testament to Archie and the Manning boys and their family for what they do for the game of football, and I think it's just going to be continue to grow and be a special time for everybody.
And what it's done for the area. Scott, I still live on the bayou, and to see these three camps that pop up here, Louisiana Line Camp, they had a record-breaking group this year, almost 770 young men, over 1,450 people at Manning Passing Academy. We're going to have the pro football camp with Dr. David Elias. We'll have him on next week to talk about his camp that's coming up real soon. So, man, it's just amazing how in this little small sleepy town in South Louisiana, they've become the hub for football in the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly the town of Thibodaux and you know, hats off to Dr. Clune and Jonathan Terrell, the AD, and Timmy Rebo, who just retired and helped build all of what you see there. And now Tommy Ryback, he taking over. And really, you know, if you think about it from a perspective of not just recruiting folks to Thibodaux and to Nicholls State, but look, recruiting them to be students and enrolling, you know, students to come down there and experience it. So it's a great, you know, opportunity for economic development for the region, but also I think for Nicholls State University to help grow and thrive and expose a lot of, you know, young people to that campus and potentially be students.
Yeah, no question about it. Scott, brought you on to talk about the new NIL rules, and you and I were talking about this last week. As the rules get put in place, it's almost like new tax laws. Okay, they always got people that are fixing the work around it, and we know exactly what that means. They're going to go back to doing what they did in the past and kind of sliding money around a little bit. But kind of explain to everybody kind of how this new NIL and the rules involved with it and the deal they cut and how it's distributed. And for every school, the money distribution is going to be different for the different athletics depending on what you prioritize.
Correct. You know, with the House settlement going through, and then just this week on July 1st, it's now for the first time in the history of the NCAA that schools can directly compensate, you know, students who are athletes on their campuses. Now, we've all agreed through the association, people had the opportunity to opt into, you know, the revenue sharing cap. And that was determined by taking all the Power Four schools and you know, group of five schools and saying, okay, what is the average amount of revenue that is, you know, generated amongst those schools? And then it was agreed upon between, you know, the plaintiffs and the defendants in the case that 22% of that would be shared directly with the athletes based upon a distribution that each school determines, you know, is in their own department and in their best interest. Now, NIL, you know, that is a part of it. It's the rev share is because they are, you know, now allowed to generate name, image, and likeness. But there's also, you know, above and beyond that 22%, which in this first year is going to be $20.5 million. You know, athletes can go and cut their own deals up beyond that, and that is going to be governed by the Collegiate Sports Commission, which was formed. And then, you know, Deloitte has been hired to come in and really adjudicate that and make sure that it's governed in a way from a compliance, because now we have, you know, a cap just like the pros do. And so from that perspective, everybody's got to play in the sandbox together and make sure that, hey, if it's a cap, it's a cap. And if those athletes that can go into the marketplace, and I'll use Thibodeau as an example, or South Louisiana, if you can go to Rouse's and they think that that's good for their business to have you represent them, or you can go to, you know, Raising Cane's like Livy Dunn did at LSU, and that's really good for their business, then they can hire that young person to do that and represent them in a marketing perspective. So there's a cap, and then there's going to be opportunities for athletes above and beyond the cap, which is what they're considering NIL.
Scott, one of the things is the fact, like with at LSU, we know a big chunk of that money certainly going to football, but they have put so much emphasis on baseball. Basketball is sort of trying to catch up now to put money into the basketball program. You also have the gymnastics team, track and field, you name it, and kind of how that gets distributed all across the board. But for a school like Colorado State, their part of this and how it's distributed will not be a certain percentage. Well, this is dedicated to this. This is dedicated to that. And all schools will do that. That's not the case across the board, because some schools, and I brought it up, like Kentucky, they're going to put much more emphasis on money for the athletes for college basketball than, say, probably an LSU will.
Correct. And so from that perspective, you know, certainly as you look at it, what was settled in back pay for all the athletes when this started back in 2016, back with the EA Sports Ed O'Bannon case, which is where this all started and then ultimately was, you know, settled here through the House case and Hubbard and a few others that came along and were combined into the ultimate settlement, is that, you know, it was 75% to football, 15% to men's basketball, 5% to women's basketball, and 5% to the rest of the other sports. That's how it was settled for those who came before. Now, going forward, schools will decide how they're going to distribute that 20.5 million, you know, which is representative of the 22%, which I just talked about. But the thing that people need to also realize is that every 3 years, I believe, it resets based upon the market conditions, and it goes up 4% every year. So in 3 to 4 years, you could see this cap well north of, you know, 27, 30 million and rising as revenues continue to rise inside the conferences and the schools.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Scott, you might not want to answer this because it will get you in trouble. But the NCAA sure screwed the pooch with this. Had they been more liberal in the way money was, you know, to athletes, we wouldn't have had this explosion that has happened over the last 5 or 6 years. The NCAA has become the biggest bookie in the world. Now, it's almost, no, so don't answer that because it could get you in trouble. You're employed in that field. But in essence, they were collecting money and didn't do a damn thing for any of the college athletics. Now, if I've got to take advertising time to advertise on television and radio of what I'm doing for the student athlete, that tells you ain't doing much. So to me, the NCAA put in a bad perspective and lost every court case you could imagine. But it was Ed O'Bannon that really opened the door here for this explosion of money that now it's seen now. Some older people that'll call in or text, they upset with the players. Don't be upset with the players. Be upset with the grown-ups. They created this mess.
Well, here's what I would say. I think, look, it's been a complicated issue and one that, you know, the association, right, the NCAA is an association of all the schools. So there's representatives of each school, and ultimately the college presidents make up the board. And so that, you know, when you talk about the NCAA screwed up, well, we all, you know, we all had a hand in that. Every school that was a member of that, because we voted rules that were restrictive, and that was it found to be in violation of antitrust. And so it's really about the restrictions we put on compensation of athletes, because here's the thing that ultimately, as you go back and look at all of this from 2016 and beyond, you also at the same time saw a huge explosion of revenues through media rights deals. And, you know, back in 2016, coaches weren't at the top end, weren't getting paid 10, 12, 15 million. And all of a sudden you saw all these, you know, rates rise. You saw hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars going into facilities with, you know, all kinds of lavish things, or what people perceive to be lavish things, in these facilities that are on average much better than most pro facilities when you talk about the football buildings and those types of things. So that, you know, someone told me along the way in this is that in a market, the money will always find the opening, right? And whether that's in the stock market or whether that's in whatever, you know, you're trading commodities, where, well, in this case, the money found its way because of the rise in revenues that were being generated. It found its way into things that didn't go to help, you know, directly compensate the athletes. That's what caused Ed O'Bannon to say, wait a minute, you can't use my name in a video game after I've graduated from UCLA, and he won, right? And then that ultimately led to a long, long series of cases that ultimately just got settled. So this to me is really about market forces and about, you know, restrictive nature of how we handle things. And now we don't. And that's a really good thing. I mean, I'll certainly go on record with that. I think it's great that the athletes have the opportunity to monetize their name, image, and likeness, and now they can do it through rev share, which is driving a lot of revenue generation for the schools. And, you know, look, schools, like they always have, will have to decide how they're going to maximize their opportunity, because I believe, and I believe a lot of people in the industry believe this too, is that ultimately you got to win games on Saturdays, and you got to win games in the wintertime on your basketball court. And people like to see winning championships, and they will support that. They will support winners. So the revenues are going to keep going up. People are going to keep watching games. People are going to keep coming to games. People are going to keep charging more. And so now the athletes that are actually performing on the court and on the field are going to have an opportunity to monetize that, and that's a really good thing.
Scott, the other thing, too, is, and I tell this to people all the time, we in another generation, people like my mom, dad's age, their deal is, you know, if you want to give money to a school, you do that after I pass away. You do what you want with my money after I pass away. Today, you have a little older generation that's saying, you know what, I'm willing to give money to a school, but I want to see the fruits of that. I want to see what you're doing with my money. I am willing to give it to you, but I want to see how you're using it while I'm still breathing. And I think we've reached that generation that is willing to give you money if they have it. And God bless them, if they have it and they have enough money to give to their own prospective schools, they can do that. But I think in years past, a lot of older people would refuse to do it.
Well, listen, if you think about the history and what you're talking about, there is how people have, you know, philanthropically supported, you know, the schools over time. For a long time, it was, we got to make sure we have all endowed scholarships. And then we went into an era where it was more about, you know, building a facility. And then it became, okay, now we got to pay our coaches. Well, now we've just added another piece to that. And we have to really work hard to find those who are going to, you know, support, you know, the school in a way that allows the school to invest those resources. And with a cap on it, you got to be really smart about how you do it. And you still got to go find great players. And now you have to compensate them in a way that they want to come be and play for you, right? And those in the community that want to, you know, support them through their businesses and the like can now do that too. So there's ways for just different. That's all. There's ways for people to do it. And I certainly agree with you that for a long time, because it was restrictive, you didn't have the opportunity to support people in that manner. And now you do. And that brings along a whole other generation of people who do want to support it in that way.
Absolutely. I agree with you. The other thing is, and it's being reported that LSU is looking at maybe putting patches on their uniforms, you know, a commercial patch. And we've seen this certainly in NASCAR where, you know, you look at the uniform, man, they got commercial patches from top to bottom in that. And the thought is that this is going to happen in college football, college basketball, college baseball. It's a new way to generate money for the school. And I don't know if you guys are going to do it, but I'd be willing to bet you a lot of money that guy down the road, Coach Prime, he's looking at that.
Well, here's the irony in it. For years and years and years, there's already a commercial patch on the jersey.
That's it.
It's called Nike and Under Armour and Adidas, right? So we've been doing this for a long time. Right. It's just now we're going to add a second patch. When you go play in the All-State Sugar Bowl, when you go, you know, play in the AT&T Rose Bowl, what, you know, all the different things that you play, and you wear that jersey, you wear that patch for the bowl game, and it has a corporate spot. So this isn't anything new. What's new is that's going to generate more money to help go into how you're going to solve, you know, to get to the cap, and then how you're going to do things to compensate NIL above the cap through corporate sponsors. And so that's just a new wrinkle to how we do things. But I do find it ironic that we're talking about jersey patches and we've had corporate logos on there for a long, long time.
Yeah. And now it'll be a second patch on there.
Correct.
To create more money. And I'm sure every school will all be involved with someone, might not be the Nike or something, but it'd be maybe somebody locally.
I think
that's good for the school and also good also for the company that's looking to invest in it.
Yes, yes. At the end of the day, what we've always wanted to do is we've always wanted to grow affinity between the players and the fans and the alumni, right? And so now that they're representing corporate sponsors in the local market and in the national market, you get to know them even better. You get to see them. You get to find out who they are. And I see that as a really good thing, right? I mean, I see that's an opportunity for young men and women to grow and learn about, you know, business or maybe a little bit earlier than they used to in the past. But hey, at the end of the day, as long as it's on a campus and it's in an academy, right, of academia, our job is to educate them. Now we have to educate them about how this all works too.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I want to get you back on before the season starts in football, because I think partly this is, too, is how television has affected people going to games. And if you can, now you can watch basically any game you want on television. You know, if you're willing to spend the money, now you might have to get extended cable and everything, all the other channels with it. How that has affected people being on campus, because I do think that's the other part of this. Some people don't realize there is that effect that's going to happen because of you being able to watch virtually every game on TV today and not being in the stadium. And that does have a revenue effect on you guys.
Yeah, there's always a give and a take, and always something coming down the pike. You just have to be willing to embrace all that, and love to be back on with you, Mike. Always enjoy being on with you guys, and give my best to everybody there at home. Okay,
we'll do it. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, Scott Sidwell.
Thanks, Mike.
Associate Athletic Director at Colorado State, talking to us about the NIL rules. And again, man, it's a complicated gig all the way around. I do agree with him. Players needed to be compensated. Now, Scott, I know he can't say too much because he's part of the NCAA, but man, come on. The NCAA messed this up every step of the way in losing hundreds and hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in court cases trying to fight it all along the way, and I end up you having to pay the piper all across the board with this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.